Lord, we give you thanks and praise for our scripture readings that remind us that you want your church to be a house of prayer for all peoples and that we are invited to joyfully share the good news with the people around us because your Son came that we might have life and have it in abundance. And when people invite him into their hearts, into their lives change dramatically. So through the grace of your Holy Spirit, give us a new zeal and desire to always be ready to give an account for the hope inside of us. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. So we do have a joyful obligation or duty to share the good news of the gospel with the people around us. And I believe we're in a time now where the Lord wants to fan that zeal, that desire, that passion into flame in our hearts. And he'll give us new tools and new gifts to help us succeed in the mission that he's entrusted his church with. And we see these forces coming together trying to prevent us from sharing the good news with the people around us. And we know that greater is he who's in us than he who's in the world. So we can expect obstacles, and Jesus warns us that, you know, when you're in the world, you're going to have problems, but take courage, I've overcome the world. So today I'd like to talk a little bit about joyfully proclaiming the good news. First and foremost, if I said that I believe, and I hope you believe too, that Jesus Christ changes people's lives, would you say amen? Amen. So I'm thinking of Anthony. So when I was in Boston, I met Anthony. He's got that Boston accent really going. Father, can we come and pray together? But I asked, when I was going to the airport to pick up one of the speakers for the conferences during that week of that School of the Holy Spirit, I said, what's his story? How did he get to meet Father Tom DiLorenzo? Because he works with him very closely in his work in ministry. And she said, well, actually, you know, he was not a believer, and he walked around the church one day and heard this joyful music coming out of the church, just like us this morning. Amen. Joyful music. Thank you, choir. And he walked into the church, and he was actually, he suffered from a serious addiction to drugs. He came into the church. They prayed over him. He was baptized in the Holy Spirit, and his life dramatically changed that day. So now he works very closely with Father Tom. And I actually had the privilege of praying with him during one of the sessions in the evening. And he's just a really anointed and dynamic young man. He's probably about 28 years old. And his life just changed that day because he came into the church and somebody shared the message of the gospel with him and invited him to receive Jesus Christ and to open his heart to the wonderful grace of the Holy Spirit. And it was a real joy to watch him throughout the week as he circled around people and was praying with them and talking with his wonderful Boston accent and everything. And I thought, you know, Jesus does change our lives, and that's why we must share him with the people around us. There's so many people now who are in despair, who don't feel a sense of purpose, who don't feel their dignity as children of God. This is not the time for us to sit down and not say anything. We have good news to share with the people around us. And he's just a great reminder to me of why we're here. And I can say in my own life, it wasn't quite as dramatic probably as his experience, but Jesus Christ has changed my life. I'm standing here before you today because of him and his love and his calling me to become a priest and serve him. And so we want to always be praying in the power of the Holy Spirit. It says in Ephesians 6:18, keep on praying in the Spirit, using every opportunity to strengthen those around you and to share the good news with people around us. And so as we pray in the power of the Holy Spirit, the Lord can give us tools and resources to help us effectively share our faith with other people. And that's kind of what that whole week was like in Boston, is that we were just learning new techniques and ways to pray with people, studying the gift of prophecy, because that's one thing that Paul says, strike eagerly for the gifts of the Holy Spirit, but especially that you may prophesy. And so we had teachings on that, and we would just pray over one another. Does the Lord have a word for you? Does he have some word of encouragement to help strengthen you in any struggles that are going on in your life right now? And you know what? He did. And he had them for me, and then he gave me some for other people, and there was just this current of grace operating throughout the week. So all of us have received the wonderful grace of the Holy Spirit, and we can be praying in all opportunities and the situations in our daily lives for the ability to be a witness to the good news of the people around us. And we're always students. You know, we're always learning new things. And sometimes, you know, we might put our foot in our mouth. I do that frequently. But God uses those opportunities to teach us. And so we're kind of being refined in learning how to operate under the dynamic anointing of the Holy Spirit. And you never need to be ashamed or feel like you're inadequate. The Lord will strengthen you. It says in Ephesians 3:2 that he was equipping the holy ones for ministry. He's equipping the holy ones for ministry. I felt the need on Thursday to pray for parents, and we have a wonderful baptism today for Angela. We're going to do it in just a few minutes. That if any parents feel overwhelmed by their duties and responsibilities, that the Holy Spirit would strengthen them in their inner self. And then at the prayer meeting, somebody asked for a specific prayer for a great niece who's having a hard time right now, and the family's kind of divided and everything. And so that's just one example of how the Holy Spirit strengthens us to pray and support and encourage one another. And I really believe He wants to do that even more in our life today. In 2005, I had the privilege of going to Arles, France, and participating in an international retreat for priests. There were probably 850 of us there. And we all had little translation devices on our heads, like little antennas coming out, because I mean, most people didn't speak French. And that was the primary language of the presentations. But while I was there, Sister Bridge McKenna was one of the guest speakers, and Father Kevin Scallon. He has since passed away, but they worked together for almost 40 years, I think, doing retreats all throughout the world for priests and different experiences like that. And while we were there, she brought all these books for us. They're called Direction for Our Times. And so she gave us two volumes. There are 10 volumes altogether, but she gave us two. The first one and then the one for priests, I think, is volume number 3. So I've had them over at the house, and I haven't visited them for a long time. It was 2005, almost, 18 years ago. But I picked this one up and found a message that I think you will find encouraging, that it's just a practical resource. These are just messages to help us stay focused on our mission in the church today. And I found this one particularly encouraging because it reminds us that God is giving us understanding as we hear the Word of God, that it's not going to bounce off of us, but will take root in our hearts. And then it also talks about the importance of spiritual friendships and staying close together. And I really think this is going to be key to the future as the heat gets turned up in the world for the church and persecution starts to happen, is that having spiritual friendships and small groups are going to be a really important part of our future. And last night we gathered together for some wonderful food and conversation with the WWCCR over in the social hall, and someone came up to me and just said, I just want to say amen to that. I really believe that God is calling us to stick together, and the enemy is trying to isolate us and keep us separate from one another. And so I hope these words encourage you. Often my words fall on deaf ears. Truly there are those who see but do not see, who hear but do not hear. These brothers and sisters will have to answer for the disregard of my graces. My words bounce off of them like so many stones. You, my children, have been given the grace to hear with both your ears and your hearts. Therefore, you must heed my words. My Spirit will come upon you, and you will know that what I want from you. Please hear the voice of your God in your heart and respond to me with determination. My yoke is easy, and my burden is light. My true followers know joy and peace, and it is reflected in their eyes. Look to one another for support during this time. These holy friendships are my gift to you, dear children, to help you walk my path during a time when there are few on that course. Listen to my words and let me begin to use you to further my plan. My plan is one of love and salvation for your dark world. The next generation will know me in a different way. You will be grateful to me for this opportunity to serve. So we are grateful that God has called us, has equipped us to be messengers of the good news. Amen.